Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. Today we're going by, he's Big Stan, I'm Martin, our middle names. We say hello now to Madam President of the Nashville Predators. Michelle Kennedy is on the line with us. Michelle, we have to start with the hard-hitting questions. It is National Middle Name Day. What is your middle name?
Oh, wow. This is, I don't often talk about my middle name. I loved my parents dearly, but I didn't necessarily love their choice for my middle name. I will tell, because you're who you guys are who you are, and I share with you guys, I will do this. This hurts me, though. My middle name is LaKay, spelled capital L-A, capital K-A-Y.
Michelle LaKay Kennedy.
Okay. I love that.
I like it. It's good. It's unique.
It is unique. My mom says she saw the name LaRay in a name book. And her name was Catherine. Her middle name was Catherine with a K, so she just augmented it to suit her needs.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's what moms do. That's what moms do sometimes. I'm excited because the Predators won last night. That's always good to start a Friday. But also, the SEC tournament is going to be at Bridgestone Arena next week. The Lady Commodores defeated the Lady Vols yesterday, which was awesome. And then the men's team will be here next week. I know you got to be pumped to see all these SEC teams at Bridgestone Arena next week.
First, I'm pumped. Anchor down. I'm a double door, so I'm excited about the year that Vanderbilt has had. The first time ever that Vanderbilt women have beaten Tennessee women in a season. I'm hoping for a really long run for both of the door teams, but. But my goodness, I was just walking up and talking to Lonnie Wilkerson, who runs our box office, and we were like, just never has there been a stacked tournament like this. I mean, top to bottom, I'm hearing people say there could be as many as 14 teams in the tournament. That might be a stretch, but I think that it would be a crime if there's not at least 12. We'll have people playing on Wednesday, a day that normally is sort of a sleeper day, just to get started and kind of warmed up. We're going to have teams playing on Wednesday that are going to be in the NCAA tournament the next week. I mean, the excitement is palpable here.
Oh, there's no question. And I think that's what makes this tournament so intriguing because of, like you just said, that you could have all those teams making the NCAA tournament. And so I know that, you know, it's difficult to see the hockey team go on the road for such a long road trip. But this is something that's become an annual deal with Bridgestone Arena. And I know you all have to love being able to host the SEC like you do every year.
It's awesome. You know, they are here. They're going to be here through 2035 at least. We hope it'll be forever after that. But we have a contract right now for another 10 years. And it really is a special week. You know, it always seems that the sun is shining in downtown Nashville on Bridgestone Arena and the SEC tournament. SEC fanfare outside is always a fun thing to do. You know, it's a sold-out tournament. It's a hard sellout. It's hard to find a ticket anywhere, except on Wednesday we are going to have some GA tickets, and they're available for $20. And anybody who plays on Wednesday could end up being in the tournament, end up winning that tournament, the SEC, but then the NCAA. So get down here and see these guys play. It's going to be. I mean, it's the best in college basketball. You know, the SEC has so far eclipsed every other conference this year, and it's certainly the year to come down here and watch some basketball at Bridgestone Arena.
Yes, as Michelle said, there are tickets available for Wednesday. You can visit the Bridgestone Arena box office or Ticketmaster for that. As Michelle Kennedy, the president of the Nashville Predators, joins us now.
All right, so Michelle, you're telling me on Wednesday for $20, I can go down there and watch each one session and then $20 for the next session on a Wednesday and enjoy all these basketball games?
Joe, I wouldn't lie to you. I just told you my middle name that I don't even like. So I am not telling fibs this morning.
Well, that's good because I know the ticket packages overall are sold out, but I had no idea there were tickets available for Wednesday. This is a no-brainer to skip work and to come down.
Right. Start creating some pattern absenteeism because you're going to skip work next Thursday or Friday for the first round of the NCAA tournament. So just get your workforce ready.
Oh, I love this. What's it like, though, hosting something like this when you got 16 SEC teams, all these fan bases come here, you get to see it from afar. You really don't have a dog in the fight, but to see all these people come to Nashville and enjoy what's happening, that's got to be really fun for you and Sean and all the Pred staff.
You know, it's awesome, and the fun, there are so many fun parts. I will not identify a superlative fun part of it because everything is so fun about it. But one of the things I really enjoy is, I mean, we're here from beginning to end. We're here when they set up the court. We're here when the first fans arrive. We're here when the first teams come in to do their shoot arounds. But watching a team, and I think this is the most fun part of the SEC tournament, the NCAA tournament, seeing a team that maybe is a bit of a sleeper start playing on Wednesday and make it through to Saturday or Sunday. I love it when that happens. Listen, I hope for all the people who are pulling for all the favorites that they have good days and good games and they're happy. But man, I would love to watch someone play on that Wednesday session and end up playing in that Sunday session. And it's fun. The people are, you know, Nashville has become the home of this event. And so people look forward to this. They put this on their calendars every year. It's fun to see some of the same people come back from all these different schools throughout the course of the week. It's a really special event. I think it's probably especially special for me because I played basketball at an SEC school back in the dark ages. And so it's kind of it's a really cool sort of, it always feels like old home week for me.
Oh, I love it. But first, Pred's got a game tomorrow night versus Chicago, and I like this. I like when you guys give back and ask people to give back tomorrow night. For the Pred's Foundation, you guys are asking to donate full queen-size blankets and new women's sneakers that will be donated to the National Anti-Human Traffic Coalition. I love this. I hate that we have to do this, Michelle, but if we have to do it, I'm glad you guys are stepping up and getting this done.
Well, thanks, Joe. And this is, you know, we often say that our foundation, giving back to our community, is just as much a part of this organization as winning hockey games and hosting concerts. It is truly the fiber and the infrastructure of who we are. The folks at the National Anti-Human Trafficking Coalition are doing incredible work to deal with an epidemic of proportions that you would be stunned to hear about going on in our own city, trafficking of young people. So, yes, please do come. This is a little bit of an unusual Preds-Blackhawks game in that there are no playoff implications for either team. But you know what? We're still going to have fun at Bridgestone Arena. Every time we open these doors to have a hockey game, I challenge anyone, whether they're going to win the President's Trophy or whether they're going to be watching playoffs instead of participating in them, no one's having more fun than we're having at Bridgestone Arena.
Michelle Kennedy is on the line with us. So what is a day like today like for you? I know obviously it's, we've talked about the season ad nauseum, but with the trade deadline, you know, is this just kind of a normal day in the office for Michelle?
Well, kind of, but there is that, you know, this is a business, right? This is
– Sure.
But you'd rather have the excitement of being a buyer today than the sort of dread of, is there anyone else that we're going to be moving? Because while it's a business and you understand that analytically, as people, I love our team. I love the guys on our team, and you always hate to see any of them move in a different direction. So I'll be a little bit anxious until 2:00 Central, and then I think my day will feel pretty normal.
You know, you bring that up, and we always hear the phrase, it's a business, and we all understand that. But I am curious, like, from your side of things, and, you know, with all the work that you do with the foundation and that the foundation does in general, a lot of these guys are tied to things like that. And so, you know, in a situation like this where you have a lot of guys that are going to be moving on, I know that that has to create a little level of difficulty, you know, especially with things like the foundation. So how do you navigate those waters of, you know, if you wake up tomorrow and some of the guys that maybe you had lined up to do something with the foundation, they're all of a sudden on another team?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing that we want to make sure we always do is express our gratitude to them. The first thing we do is reach out, thank them, wish them well. You know, we develop relationships not only with them, but with their wives, their girlfriends, their families. And so it's really, really hard, but in this business, you know, you have to pivot and you find another person who is passionate about another cause and you continue to support the community. And our guys have been so good at this throughout the history of our organization. And I give Barry tremendous credit for this. Barry made the community and the players being involved in the community a priority from our first season. And it carries through. So Yeah, it's sad. There are players who aren't here anymore that I miss every day. But we still have a cause to further, and we'll do that. And then, you know, next man up theory, someone else will come in with the same philanthropic spirit, and we will continue to do the great work in the community.
Michelle, you do great work in the community, that is for sure. We're going to be watching the Commodores. I'm cheering them on. It's going to be a lot of fun. But thanks so much for doing this, and also thank you for sharing your middle name with us. We appreciate that.
I've been very vulnerable with you two today. Please don't.
Hey, it's our friendship, that is for sure. We'll see you tomorrow night against Chicago.
All right. Bye, guys.
Absolutely. Michelle Kennedy, the president of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program, and always enjoy our conversations with her. And again, BridgestoneArena.com, you can visit there for those $20 tickets for Wednesday.
No brainer.
GA tickets. I mean, why
not? Get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be downtown all next week for the SEC tournament. We'll be at a bunch of different places that we'll tell you about. And, I mean, I've already thought, like, I'm going to walk down and watch some of these games. I mean, these are the best teams in America right now.
Well, I mean, it's a good Wednesday to do that. I thought everything was sold out. See, that's why.
Yep, that's why we do this.
I learned things during the show. I learned how adorable you are. I learned that your middle name is Martin and that tickets were $20. And Lorenzo back in our studio. Lorenzo, did you know the tickets were $20?
I did not know this.
You're going to go see the Bulldogs, aren't you?
I just might. I might sneak out of the office and go catch some maroon and white.
Okay. Well, if I catch you sneaking out, we're going to have to talk. But, you know, just other than that, that's fine.
But if you get caught, Lorenzo, blame it on Lorenzo.
I can't do blame that.
Don't blame it on you. Blame it on your alter ego, man.
Me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo.
Look at you.
Oh, hey.
There you go.
Chase has a new career.
That's another question for another day. Chase's rapper name. The Big Humble is a good one.
The Big Humble. Big Chaz.
The Big Humble is a good one.
Yeah.
That's another day. Another question.
We could do that. That's a June topic.
That is. You got that right, Martin.
We'll do an update on where things are with the deadline, plus free agency about to open up for the NFL. A lot going on. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.